Today's Tanya, the 25th of Tammuz, Chof Hei Tammuz, is in the Geret HaTshuva, the beginning of Perek Tes, chapter 9. It's on page 196, or the number at the bottom of the page is 376. In the previous Perek, the Alter Rebbe said that when a person does tshuva as a result of his contemplation of the two things, the rachmanis on the neshama and the damage caused by the sin, this causes the klipa to fall away. He is cleansed of the sin, and then he is able to rise and be reunited with God the way he was before the soul came into the body. Incidentally, the Rebbe says there, the Alter Rebbe says, that through the ruach of tshuva and of forgiveness, the person is cleansed, and he can then rise. So the Rebbe says that that is in continuation of the metaphor where sin is compared to clouds that block out the light of the sun and separate the giver from the receiver, the sun from the earth that receives the light. That's the effect of sin. So the tshuva works as a wind that scatters the clouds and chases them away so that the sun can once again shine through. So the Alter Rebbe says that this connection, where the neshama reconnects to God on a level equal to the way it was before it came into the body, this is the result of tshuva tator, and it is the tshuva ilah. It is the higher level tshuva. And it is called ben yudke, it is called bina, because this love and fear with which the person studies Torah after tshuva, this comes from bina. Now, Perek Tes. Ubir ha'inyan, to explain further what the connection is between love and fear with which one studies Torah, and bina, we find in a number of places in the Zayhar and the Tikkunim, the bina ihi tshuva ilah, that bina represents the higher level tshuva, the ha'im revetzes al ha'afrechem, and it is expressed in the verse that the mother bird hovers over the offspring. Because through the contemplation in God's greatness, which is bina b'ha'amokas hadas, with a deep concentration, umeilid meruach binosi, and thereby gives birth from bina d'chilu rechinu sichliim, he gives birth to love and fear that are derived from the understanding of bina. Uvetuv tam vodas, resulting from a clear and thorough understanding. K'inyin shenemar, as it says, li'avas Hashem alikecha, to love God your God, mishum ki hu chayecha. And the Torah gives us a reason we should love God your God, because he is your life. Which means that one is supposed to consider the relationship or the blessing that comes from God in order to arouse a love for God. And although every Jew already has a love for God, and that is the inborn, inherited love that is hidden within the heart of every Jew, so the Torah is telling us to love God not only from this natural hidden love, inborn love, but also to develop a love for God for reasons, by considering and understanding the greatness of God, or the role that God plays in our life, ki hu chayecha, because God is our life, that should produce a love. And this is called intelligent love. V'chein b'yiro pachad e'busha k'neida. And the same is true also in arousing the other emotion, the emotion of fear, or awe, or shame, which are different levels of fear, as is known. Azai, then, when the emotion is born out of intellect, out of understanding, that is described as the mother hovering over the offspring, because the mother is connected to the emotions, and the emotions are the result of the mother of Bina. Hine ike ha'avo, he is dapkes rucha berucha. In ahavo, in love, there are many levels, but the essential love, the highest love, is when there is a cleaving of breath to breath, spirit to spirit. Which is expressed in the verse in Shir HaShirim, he kisses me with the kisses of his mouth. What does it mean, the kisses of his mouth? That describes the love that is the cleaving or the joining of breath to breath, spirit to spirit. And concerning this level of love, it says of the whole nafshecha, that you should love God with your whole soul. Shehem heim kol chelkei hanefesh. What does it mean, the whole soul, all the parts of the soul? And they are seichel umideis, intelligence and emotions. Ulevusheihem, and the garments of intelligence and emotions. Machshava dibur umaise, which are thought, speech and deed. So with all your soul means with your intelligence, with your emotions, with your thought, speech and your deed. Dovka kulam beyizbazeich. What does it mean to love God with all the parts of your soul? It means to cleave to God with all those parts, the hainu, hamideis b'mideis avizbazeich, which means specifically that your emotions cleave to God's emotions by imitating God. Mahu rachum, just as he is compassionate, you are compassionate. V'haseichel b'sichlei, and there's the cleaving and the attachment of your intelligence with his intelligence. The chachmosei yizbarech, and with God's wisdom. Hu iyun ha-teira, which comes about when one studies Teira deeply, he is joining, he's connecting, he's cleaving his intelligence to God's intelligence in the study of Teira. De'eraisa mechachma nafkis, nafka, because Teira comes from God's chachma. So Teira is God's chachma. So when one uses his seichel to understand God's seichel, that is a cleaving of seichel to seichel. Chayin hamachshava b'machshavta yizbarech v'adibu b'dvar avayizu halocho, and also in the garments of the soul, one cleaves to God in thought by thinking God's thoughts, and one speaks the words of God, which is halocha. Halocha is called the word of God, and that's how we cleave to God in speech. U'kameshakosu v'osim dvorei b'ficho. So we see that the word of God is in our mouth. We can actually say the words of God, which is studying and articulating the laws of Torah, the halacha, which is God's words. V'hamaisim, and also in action. We cleave to God through our actions, who maisa hatzdoko, and primarily through the act of tzedoko, l'hacha yis ruach shvelim, to give life to those who are fallen. As it says, because in 6 days God created, that God's creation is an act of tzedakah, and when we do tzedakah, when we reach down to those who are fallen, to those who are less fortunate, it is imitating God, doing God's work, doing God's actions, because God too reaches down in creation to those who are helpless. The zuhi is dapkas rucha berucha betachlus advekus v'hayichud, and this is the cleaving of spirit to spirit in its fullest measure. Kishehi machmas avo, and that is when it comes, it is motivated out of love. And therefore, the wasting of the seed, and needless to say, sexual sins, whether from the Torah or from the sages, which the commandments or the prohibitions of the sages are in some ways more severe, more serious than the Torah commandments themselves. When a person does this, pagim b'meyach, he causes a defect, he severs the connection of the mind to godliness. So to reconnect his mind with godliness, he has to devote himself to the study of Torah, which is Seichel. And this is what he means in the Tanud Ve'eliyahu, where he says, Odom over Aveda v'nischayev misa lemokim, a person committed a sin and is punishable by death. Ma'yase v'yichye, what should he do in order to live? So the Tanud Ve'eliyahu answers its own question and says, Im ha'yerogil l'kez daf echod, yikra beiz dafim, if he was in the habit of studying one page, he should now study two pages. Shani's Pedek Echad, if he was in the habit of studying one chapter, Yishani Beis Prakim. He should now learn two Prakim. So the question is, how are we to understand the statement? First of all, what is the question of the Tanaid Vilio? A person sins. What should he do? Everybody knows what he should do. He should do tshuva. So what's the question? And then the answer that he gives is that he should learn more. What does learning have to do with the sin, particularly the sin of the wasting of seed? So he explains that this is not in order to gain forgiveness for the sin. That taka happens when you do tshuva. That everybody knows. The question is, after he does tshuva, what does he do to fix the damage? So for this he says to study Torah. Hainu kimoshul chevel hanifsek v'cheze v'keishrein, as a rope that is being fixed, that had been severed, and you want to tie the ends together again. So the result is that shebemokim hakesher kofel u'mechupel. The result is that in the place of the splice where you reconnect the ends, the torn ends of the rope there is doubly and quadruply thicker than the rest of the rope. And that's why he says that if you want to retie the knot, you have to do twice as much. If you studied one daf, you should study two. If one chapter, study two chapters. So the same is true also of the rope that attaches Jews to God. The pasuk says that a sin is forgiven through chesed and through emes. What is emes? Emes is Torah. The oven base Eli, and the sin of the family of Eli, concerning whom it says that bezevach u'mincha, he is not forgiven, but that's only zevach u'mincha, hu deinim eskapeh, it's only that the sacrifice is not sufficient. But miskapeh b'teiru gmilus chasodim, ki di'isa b'shev perikam b'derash Hashanah, but through Torah and Gemilas Chasadim, there is forgiveness even for that sin, as it says in the Gemara, and that's what the Pasuk says, Bechesed ve'emes yichupa, through Gemilas Chasadim and through Emes, which is Torah, which is a higher level of tshuva, tshuva ilah. Tshuva ilah does help. And this is the answer to the question that the Al-Tareba asked in Perek Dalet, what does the Zohar mean when he says that for the sin of the wasting of seed, tshuva does not help? The answer is that tshuva, regular tshuva, doesn't help. But this tshuva ilah, the higher level tshuva, does help. There are two expressions that are characteristically Hasidic that describe the character of the Jew. One is that a Jew recognizes godliness and feels that which is above nature and doesn't need any proof for it. He senses it. The other expression is that a Jew doesn't want to be, nor can he be, separated from godliness. And the truth is that these two expressions are really one. A Jew recognizes godliness and he senses the presence of that which is above nature, in nature, and therefore he can't, nor does he want to be, he doesn't want to be, nor can he be separated from godliness. That is the Hayyim Yem thought for the day of Chof Hei Tammuz, the 25th of Tammuz.